Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 1 Chronicles 17 through 21. Do you feel like you've already read about this stuff in 1 Chronicles? That's because you have. But as the Daily Walk today mentions, it's from a different perspective and a priestly view, and leaves out some of the information that was included previously. So if someone were writing about your younger years and you knew your children would someday read it, what would you include? Or more importantly, what would you omit? Also, if you ever struggle to find the words to sufficiently thank God for all his provision and gifts, try praying David's prayer of thanks in 1 Chronicles 17:16. It really is beautiful. And every time I read this part, I always wonder why God was so upset about David taking a census. Well, there's a link that has really helped me from Got Questions, and so maybe it'll help you too. Of course, I include these links because they have a lot of answers. I don't have a lot of answers. I'm just sharing and encouraging. So that's why I include a lot of links from Got Questions, and this one really helps me understand. As to why God was angry at David, in those times, a man only had the right to count or number what belonged to him. Israel did not belong to David. Israel belonged to God. In Exodus 30, 12, God told Moses, when you take a census of the Israelites to count them, each one must pay the Lord a ransom for his life at the time he is counted. Then no plague will come on them when you number them. It was up to God to command a census, and if David counted, he should only do it at God's command, receiving a ransom to atone for the counting. This is why God was angry again with Israel, and also why David was conscience stricken after he counted Israel. David knew it was wrong and begged God to take away the guilt of his sin. And that, of course, was in 2 Samuel. God gave David a choice of three punishments for his sin: 3 years of famine, 3 months of fleeing before his enemies, or 3 days of plague. David chose the third, and the Lord then punished Israel with a plague that killed 70,000 men from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south. As for why God punished the whole nation for the sin of the king, that is exactly the question David asks in 2 Samuel 24:17. Why, when he was the one who had sinned, did the people have to suffer? He even requested that God's hand be against him and his family only, and that God would spare the people. But as with the account of Job, God chose not to give a reason for his actions. Perhaps it was because of Israel's multiplied sins and rebellion against God throughout the centuries. Perhaps it was a lesson to the people and to us as well, that the people suffer when their leaders go astray. The reality is that God didn't justify his actions with a reason, nor does he have to. Of the three choices presented to David, the first two would have involved some level of dependency upon the mercy of man. The warfare, of course, would be as severe as the enemy wanted it to be. The famine would require Israel to seek food from other nations, relying on the pity of their neighbors. Instead of relying on the mercy of any human, David chose to rely on the mercy of God. The pestilence was, after all, the most direct form of punishment from God, and in the plague, they could only look to God for relief. The psalmist tells us, "As for God, his way is perfect." That is Psalm 18:30, if you're looking. If God's ways are perfect, then we can trust that whatever he does and whatever he allows is also perfect. Our responsibility to God is to obey him, to trust him, and to submit to his will, whether we understand it or not. What a huge statement. And it's not easy. I know, it's really not easy. As we see in 2 Samuel 24:16, God was grieved because of the things that were happening to his people, and he called off the punishment. Even in his rebuke, God still shows his love and mercy. Again, that is all from a Got Questions link that I'm including. Again, hard stuff to understand, and that is where we, at some point, we have to throw our hands up and say, I trust you, you are just, and you are merciful, and we just thank you for all you have given us. We may not ever understand it, at least on this side of heaven. Tomorrow is 1 Chronicles 22 through 27. Happy reading! Who wants to visit Greece and walk the same places Paul did? You are invited to join us for a trip to Greece with Travel with Friends. On day 6 of the trip, you'll wake up to visit the island of Crete. We can visit the Palace of Knossos and its famous labyrinth, which was the center of the Minoan civilization. It is absolutely incredible. Next, we'll visit the island of Santorini, which is perhaps the most breathtaking of all the Greek islands. The whitewashed houses, narrow streets, and open-air cafes that are accessible by cable car or mules. There will be several optional tours offered in Santorini, or you may choose to spend the day shopping and exploring on your own. Again, we return to the ship for dinner and evening entertainment. Hope to see you with us in Greece in 2025.